Well, hello, Oddballs. It's your host, Bobby, and this is Oddities on Elm Street. Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me today for episode 54. I have an unsolved mystery for you guys today, and it's quite spooky. I'm interested to know what you guys think happened. So with that, I'll keep the intro short and sweet, and we'll jump right in. Today, we're going to be talking about the disappearance of Kenny Veach. So let me first start by introducing Kenny. It's hard to find a lot of info on him, but Kenny Veach was a 47-year-old Las Vegas resident. He was a father and an experienced hiker. He loved spelunking in caves for fun. He had extensively hiked in the Mojave Desert. He also had quite the fascination with the highly secure and secretive Area 51. And in 2014, Kenny commented on a YouTube video titled "Son of an Area 51 Technician." The comment read, "That ain't nothing. I am a long-distance hiker. One time during one of my hikes out by Nellis Air Force Base, I found a hidden cave. The entrance to the cave was shaped like a perfect capital M. I always enter every cave I find, but as I began to enter this particular cave, my whole body began to vibrate. The closer I got to the cave entrance, the worse the vibrating became. Suddenly, I became very scared and hightailed it out of there. That was one of the strangest things that ever happened to me." Unbeknownst to Kenny at the time, his comment would set in motion a series of events that would lead to one of Nevada's most puzzling disappearances. Kenny's comment gained a lot of attention. Several YouTube users encouraged Kenny to seek out the cave and enter again while documenting it for them to see. Others called him a liar. Kenny was determined to prove them wrong. He started his own YouTube channel under the username SnakeBitMcGee. In a video on his channel titled M Cave Hike that has now garnered 3.4 million views, Kenny begins again to explain his experience with the strange and mysterious cave. He tries to describe the location that he remembers seeing the M Cave. In the video, he has a gun holstered on his hip and says that when he first found the cave, he didn't feel comfortable going inside because he didn't have his, quote, sidearm with him. He's standing in front of an abandoned mineshaft, which he later points the camera down. It's this mineshaft that Kenny's cell phone was found on November 22nd of 2014, but Kenny would never be seen again. Kenny's video goes on for over 20 minutes, but it ends, to his disappointment and the disappointment of his viewers, with Kenny no closer to finding the M Cave. Users flood the comment section telling Kenny that he needs to try again. And, of course, some say harsh things, like he's made it all up for attention. According to Kenny, he's going to attempt to find the M Cave once more, and this time, he's planning an overnight hike. On November 11th, when he never returned home, his girlfriend reported him missing. A search party was formed by Nevada Rescue Volunteers. They were the ones who discovered his cell phone lying near the abandoned mineshaft. His vehicle was discovered several miles away, but there was still no sign of Kenny. A team sent a camera down the mineshaft, but haven't found anything of significance. Red Rock Search and Rescue Commander Dave Cummings said, quote, "We found his cell phone close to a very vertical old mineshaft, and we can't find another trail. It doesn't mean that he's down the mineshaft, but we've tracked him as far as we can. We are having our other crews come in from the search areas." After his cell phone was found, the trail would unfortunately go cold, and because Kenny was never found, the internet went wild with all sorts of theories about what could have happened to him. Did he discover some hidden entrance to Area 51? Had he stumbled upon some crazy military secret? Was he abducted by aliens? Others have opted for more logical possibilities. Kenny was known to be reckless on hikes. This was a man who claimed to play with rattlesnakes for fun. He regularly embarked on these journeys alone and reportedly didn't carry a map or a compass, and his food and water supplies were minimal. Because of this, it's possible that Kenny could have gotten lost or injured and succumbed to the harsh elements of the Mojave Desert. Another theory suggests that the M Cave could have been the entrance to a secret government facility. Because of Kenny's explanation of the way he felt when he came across the cave, that vibrating sensation, some even speculate that this feeling was caused by some type of government device. It was near Nellis Air Force Base, or Area 51. We saw this theory appear in the Dyatlov Pass case, which we've previously done an episode on. But it's even possible that Kenny wanted to disappear. According to those around him, he was in massive debt. A year prior to his disappearance, he had left his job as a coffee company service technician to try his luck as an inventor. On his YouTube channel, you can find videos that he submitted to the popular TV show Shark Tank. Another video details an offer to sell his house if he can continue staying there as, I don't know, a live-in landlord of types? So is it possible that Kenny faked his death in pursuit of another life? Another event that could prove this theory true happened in July of 2018. A Las Vegas business called the Enchanted Forest Reiki Center was broken into and burglarized. The store's owner is a woman named Deborah Veach, who happens to be Kenny's sister-in-law. This happened very shortly after the business had opened up and about 4 years after Kenny's disappearance. The store had a surveillance camera that captured the entire thing. Once the Veach family watched the footage, some of them said they believe that the man who broke into the store is Kenny, including Kenny's own daughter. I will post the surveillance video on our Patreon for anyone who wants to go see. Lastly, I'll present you with this theory, and the one that is supposedly believed by his girlfriend. Once Kenny had disappeared and she came across the M Cave hike video on his YouTube channel, this woman, claiming to be Kenny's girlfriend, left the following comment. "I am the girlfriend that Kenny spoke of in the video. There are so many posts. I had no idea until a friend let me know. So many people are wondering what happened and guessing different things. You are heartfelt about the sadness around what has happened with Kenny. He has not been found, and I feel that he probably will not be found for many, many months, if ever. I want to share what I know and feel about what happened so that you might bring some closure and understanding in your own lives." Kenny absolutely loved hiking in the desert. It was his very, very favorite thing to do. We hiked and camped together all over the Nevada desert, sometimes 9 hours in a day. We found many abandoned mining towns, usually referred to as ghost towns by Nevada hikers. We explored many caves and mine shafts. We were always careful how we explored them, but Kenny was a bit more daring than I was. We wore snake guards, sun-protected clothing, used walking sticks, brought enough water and food for the hiking hours, and had extra water and food in the car. I want you to know that I do not think Kenny had an accident. I believe he committed suicide. He battled depression for many years and would not take medication or see a doctor. He quit his job a little more than a year before he disappeared. The search for him was started within a couple of days of my call. Over 30 search and rescue team members searched 3 different times on foot. 1 helicopter flyover was done, and there was no trace of Kenny or any of his camping things. They found his car in the area I told them it would be. They did find his cell phone by the mine shaft in the video. The mine shaft was only about a 4-hour hike from his car. It is my feeling he left it behind so that he cannot be tracked from the GPS in it. He also did not take his video camera with him on this solo hike. It was left in his home, so he had no intention of filming anything. I share this with you for 2 reasons. First, so that you have more of an understanding of who Kenny was and to bring some peace or understanding to the situation. Secondly, If any of you do decide to go out into our desert to look for him or the M cave, be careful and bring enough food and water. Walking sticks are a good idea, and not doing a solo hike. Bring a GPS and make sure that you have let family or friends know that you're heading out for the hike and where and when you will be returning. A search really can't be on a one-day hike. You will be repeating much of the same hike, just getting up the mountain, and then be left with not many hours in the day to do the search. You would need 2 or 3 days at a time, and in the summer, or even late spring, this cannot be done because of the heat of our desert. You would not be able to carry enough water, so please, please be careful. I had many wonderful experiences with Kenny, and will always remember them, and have a place of love in my heart for him and the wonderful things we did together. I am healing from my loss and look forward to new experiences with desert hiking, camping, and taking beautiful pictures of our desert. Enjoy your adventures of life, and thank you for the kind, loving comments sent my way. Was that it? Had the mystery of Kenny Veach been solved? The internet isn't 100% satisfied with that answer, but because his body has never been located, we're no closer to figuring out what really happened to Kenny Veach. Thank you all so much for joining me today. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/oddities on Elm Street. I hope you all have a lovely week, and remember to always keep it spooky.